The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Tuesday, June 3rd, and it's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. I'll be your host for today. Before I start today is going to be a different type of show. We are going to talk about announcements, community announcements. Allow callers to call in and say what is happening in their community, what is happening in their church, what is happening all over. Just to inform us so that we, the humans, can be aware. We're going to carry on some conversation in between there until those people who want to make announcements call in. But before then, I want to read that Guardian Media Group and Going Places Travel want to take you on a seven-day cruise for to Panama, Colombia, Curacao, and Aruba on the Royal Caribbean Serenade of the Seas. And here's the best part. No visas required. That's right. No visa is required. You have four ways to enter, four ways to win. Fill out the form in the National Guardian, listen to Star 106.5 and Guardian Radio 96.9. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram or make a purchase at Going Places Travel. Entry deadline is June 27th, 2025. Drawing is on July 4th, 2025. So pack up your bags. Get ready to soak up the sun and feel that ocean breeze. You and three loved ones sailing the high seas on vacation. Cruise of a lifetime brought to you by Guardian Media Group and Going Places Travel. Of course, certain conditions apply, which is airfare, taxes, gratuities, not included. Like I say, it's not an open line per se that we talk about politics or anything. We want to talk about community. We want to talk about social affairs, things that we should know that is happening around the Bahamas, right? The number of persons are graduating, the number of people, like that Miss Teen Bahamas. Did you see that? Miss Teen Bahamas competition?
Yes, I think so.
Yeah, that was a big thing over the weekend. So if you want to call in and congratulate that person at the same time. The last time we spoke, Aaron, you were complaining.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And I don't want to be a complaining type show, but I find that you tend to be, I want to say critical, but I was going to say a critiquer.
Of things. I have another complaint. I have to complain.
Oh, God, have mercy.
I have to complain that my MP is doing too good of a job. I don't know. So
you sound like I know how you're voting. See, you shouldn't have gone down that way. You should have just left, leave it alone.
Listen, y'all will be upset if I don't spoil my ballot, you know. Because what do you think comes after not spoiling my ballot?
I don't know.
Running. You don't go back.
Or you can be like the next person.
You don't go back from kissing to holding hands. After I done spoil my ballot, it's what Rasta say, forward ever, backward never.
Yeah, wait till
you see. Anyway, so my MP, after I talked about the boulder, remember the big boulder that dropped the truck? My MP reached out to me, and I think those boulders are being moved to the eastern tip of the island. Remember where the woman ran off the road?
Oh.
I think they're being moved there. Anyway, Mr. White said that they made sure that the boulder was removed. The constituency team made sure that the boulder was removed. Here it is. Alert, alert. Massive boulder left in road, Eastern Road and Dodge Road area. And he said, I have to engage someone to remove it at the cost of the constituency. Please help find the responsible party so they can be made to reimburse the cost.
The person just left it. He didn't come back?
Yeah, you could see it in the video. The truck just drove off.
I thought he came back eventually.
No, and so Mr. White said that the constituency organized the removal of the boulder. And Mr. White, you doing a reasonable job, and I need things to complain about.
And that's why I wanted this particular show to be about, you know, announcements that would are happening around the Bahamas, like that we're not aware of.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I just wanted to say, spoiler ballot isn't like a protest against the candidate. Spoil the ballot is a protest against the whole political system. If you're just displeased with your candidate, you got a couple options. Vote for somebody else or offer to be a candidate yourself, right? Support someone to be a candidate. But the spoil the ballot is a protest of the broader electoral system and the political culture. But if I stop spoiling my ballot, I can't go back to just voting for regular candidates. Like, they do something different. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. In terms of announcements, I see Elutra got a fire engine. I think we spoke about it yesterday.
Yeah.
I don't know how many fire engines that Elutra has. Mm-hmm. If someone can call in and let us know what is the numbers are 323-6232-325-4316-325-4259. Of course, you're calling from Elutra. You can always dial a 242-350-5720 number. And also, how much fire trucks in Acklands, mm-hmm. how much fire equipment in Abaco. I just want to know things.
Well, not just that. Here's why the Clay Sweeting Elutra fire truck story is important. We would like to know how you did it so we could show other communities how to do it. That's it. That's all. Mm. I mean, at one layer, there's the what if, the critical interrogation yeah. of what's happening, what's the source of the money, who's the donor, right? Have they been vetted? All of those sorts of things. But at the end of the day, if you were successful in securing a fire truck outside of the consolidated fund, right, then share that model with other MPs and other constituencies so that they could begin to organize alongside the government.
I see we have a caller or a caller calling in and calling out. But I also would like to know, how does the volunteer firefighting works?
In Elutra?
No, I mean in general. Abaco.
Well, I mean, we could reach out to, yeah. we both are acquainted with one of the volunteer yeah. firefighters. We yeah. could reach out to her. Mm-hmm. And ask her if she could organize one or two people to join
and
the show.
And have that conversation. Because I know the fire truck belongs, it's privately owned.
Yeah.
Right? How do they organize the training? How do they get the call? How do they equip? You know, stuff like that. So, mm-hmm. so other family islands can duplicate.
Yeah, the model. Just like we want everybody to duplicate SAC's alumni model. Same thing here.
Yeah. But let's go to the callers here. Like today's show, we want to know what's happening around the country. So you can call in and let us know. Producer, patch the caller through for me, please. Guide and Radio AM, CA. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes. I'm calling from the Bahamas Bridal Association.
Mm-hmm. Okay. There's an open line today, I mean, in terms of what's happening.
Okay.
So just go ahead.
I want to call to promote our Ring and Win raffle that's been going on for a month now. Our drawing, which is, of course, is the day after the holiday. And I want to encourage anybody out there who plans to get married or just want to support the BBA to, hit us up. We're selling raffle tickets, books. Tickets are $5 each. The books with 10 tickets is $50 each. We have 20 awesome prizes, a combination of weekend accommodations, gift certificates for different services that are event-related, or even general areas.
Here's a question. Do I have to be married?
No, you don't have to be married, okay? But
okay.
You may know somebody who wants to get married or is having a party because we do have gift certificates that include DJ services, lighting, event services, even table decor and floral arrangements. So
okay.
You don't have to be getting married, no.
Well, like okay. what I like about the BBA is that they look at the whole environment for weddings. That
yes.
You also provide referrals to pastors
yes,
and
do.
Priests, to counseling as well. And then you'll have you'll have events where I may be interested in getting married, but I don't have a husband yet. I could come and browse the area
yes,
and even find a husband.
And you may meet somebody.
Yeah.
But the whole idea is for us to, you know, bring awareness to the association. Like you say, we have an association that includes officiants, wedding planners, photographers, videos, you name it.
Okay.
We can steer you in the right direction.
Okay. All right.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Ways to get ticket books or tickets, you can email us at
BahamasBridalAssociation.com. If
okay.
you search online, Bahamas Bridal Association, I think the call dropped just now.
No problem.
You could find it. Mr. Nuri, I want a new wedding pack. You think they have like a mother-in-law package?
I'm waiting for you to get married.
You want a row today?
No, I'm just saying, man.
Let's go to the caller.
Let's go to the next call in. Nothing wrong. I just want to get invited so I can get cake.
Oh, it's only the cake? You know I can't get...
I mean,
it's against the law for me to.
We can work around that.
Okay, because cake, we can just.
You are a politically exposed person. You can work around that. No. Let's go to the next caller. Welcome to Guided Radio AM caller. How you doing? What's happening on your side of the Bahamas? Can you hear me, caller? That caller gone. Let's go to the next one. Go ahead, caller. Guided Radio AM.
Yeah, sorry about that. This is the BBA again. We seem to have gotten cut off. I just want to give the general public ways in which they can, you know, request books or come and purchase tickets. They can go to The Right Dress on, I think that's Fire Trail, Right Dress off Carmichael Road. They have tickets, ticket books there for purchase. Or you can use any of these two lines, 456-4920 or 3766-299. So that's our Ring and Win raffle. The drawing is Tuesday, the Bahamas Bridal Association.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you. Let's go to the next caller quickly.
Go ahead, caller. Guiding Radio AM.
Hey, good afternoon. Good morning, sir. How are you doing?
Doing well, man. What's happening on your side, Lana?
Okay, I still don't get the concept of the spoiler ballot thing, what Ms. Green is be talking about, right?
Uh-huh.
Question, why simply just don't vote? Why simply just don't stay home or go on your bed, watch TV?
You want to know the answer, for real?
I just asked him for
I can tell you.
Own personal, because
I can tell you.
It doesn't make no sense to me.
Because politicians generally, but specifically in the Bahamas, I've heard Bahamian politicians say this, well, if you don't vote, your voice doesn't matter. And that's uncategorically or categorically or scategorically incorrect. All of it is incorrect. You don't have to vote for your voice to matter. The politician is obligated to you, the citizen, whether you vote or not. You don't even have to be a good person. You don't have to be a high-performing person. You don't have to be articulate. You could be the scrubbiest, grubbiest, vado, cado, or nado there is in the Bahamas, and they still have to work for you. They still have to listen to what you say. They still have to tend to your needs. So one reason why you spoil the ballot is to show the politician, the political class, that you will use your vote however you want. And it has power because you used it, not because you voted for the right party. That's why spoil the ballot is important. Now, one of the reasons why we don't know that the spoiled ballots are important is because of the very same political culture. They understand what a spoiled ballot means. It's a direct statement to them, so they invisibilize them.
Ms. Green.
Yes.
You being on LW line before, right, to vote, right?
No, you don't know what constituents I vote with the fancy.
Okay. You know what on the line is be? You know what that sound is be?
Mm-hmm.
You go there from early in the morning, right? Stand up on that long line, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know all of the game is big as a house.
Mm-hmm.
You only can stand up for so much time because you fuck. Or do you go through all that just to spoil your ballot?
Oh, yeah.
That ain't counterproductive to you?
To let them know that I refuse to vote for any of them or to endorse any of the behavior that they think is appropriate. I refuse to endorse the bastardization of governance in the country for political expediency. I refuse to endorse the invisibilization of important people, of people in this country, for political expediency. I refuse to participate in these grand pomp and pageantry celebrations of nothing because they've produced nothing. And what you see, people have produced them outside of the political class. That's what's been happening for the last 2 decades.
Are you going to spoil your ballot this election?
Maybe, possibly. Just know if I don't spoil my ballot, it could be an even more intriguing political protest than spoiling the ballot.
Boy, tell you. All right, then.
Yes,
thank
sir.
You very much. They had senators who say go on the beach. Just stay home and go on the beach. But
we had a senator that said, are you still gay, Aaron Green? Boom, bye, bye. You forget boom, bye, bye, Aaron Green. And so I'm saying sometimes.
Say boom, bye, bye.
Yeah, sometimes the senators and the politicians not making sense, and we have to make sense of it on our own.
He did call your name a lot.
Yes, he did.
And then
and my mother's name, and my colleagues' mother's colleagues' names.
Went in detail, didn't he?
Went into great detail, talk all about my mother and my colleagues with no manners.
Yeah, no manners at all.
Not demure, not polite, not mindful.
We must live to forgive. No?
That's what Corinne Mitchell tell me all the time. God bless the ancestors for interceding on our behalf.
I shall pray for you.
Yes, sir, please.
I shall pray for you. And as we wait for people to call in and give announcement of what's happening on their side of the island that they would like the general public to know
about. You're having cookout, you're having medical fundraiser, you're having community events, you're having community activities. Look here, the students, the children in your community say they're having a car wash to raise money for the paint for the court or for a new net or something. Let us know. Let's share the word.
There is a current, and you had it recently, up by the ambassador. The ambassador, Sebastian.
Oh, yes, the article, the letter to the editor.
Yes. I want to read that in the record, since we have a lull in the calls right now, right? Mm-hmm. And so we get to talk about, can the Bahamas afford this, right?
Okay.
That it's not that I disagree for the increase. It's that can our economy afford it.
Okay, because my position is this in the conversation. It's not that I don't have McDonald's money. Mm. The question is, do you deserve McDonald's?
Mm. Yeah. There are times I want a McDonald's and I say, no, this money for something else.
Yeah.
I just can't afford to do it.
Yeah.
But, you know, I might deserve to get it, the treat, but I just can't be wasting my money on such food.
Yeah.
But let's read the article and see if it's warrant some scrutiny.
All right.
And of recent, the ambassador has been very political, or statesmanly of recent. He's been saying a number of political savvy type conversations.
Is the ambassador becoming a public intellectual, or is he engaged in political discourse?
But he is a public intellectual.
No,
he
has, he's a pretty exposed person.
No, I can give you a reason why. He hosts an intellectual, what do you call it? What do you call that thing where they have the learning thing? Oh, God. The thing that he had at UB, masterclass. He's have hosted a various masterclasses where he contributed and give advice to the Bohemian populace on what they should be doing.
What did he give advice on?
It's something from ChatGPT. But just go ahead, man. Just read it. Just read the thing, man.
Hold on, I still stuck at masterclass at the University of the Bahamas.
No, he did it over
His Excellency.
No, he did it over at Atlantis. He hosted every year. He brings in public intellectuals to contribute.
Bringing in public intellectuals.
Is it the WOW or whatever?
But bringing in public intellectuals, providing a space for discourse, or providing money for an event does not make you a public intellectual.
But he participates in it and gives a really good speech.
So
he's a public intellectual.
When I go to court as a defendant and I make a really good speech on the what do they call it? Because I ain't never been there before.
Yeah.
On the stand, mm-hmm. right? Does that make me a lawyer or a judge?
If you came in as an expert witness, it gives you
I'm the defendant.
Yeah.
No, even as an expert witness.
Let's read that into record.
Consider this. Is it time we read this news, 2nd of June, 2025? You can also find this letter to the editor in today's Nassau Guardian. And is it in today's Tribune? And it's in today's Tribune as well. Look at the coverage.
It's all over.
Mm.
Like it was emailed everybody.
All right. I see you see the line flashing. You want to go there first?
Okay, the line hang up now. Go ahead. The calling call back and I'll interrupt her. Go ahead.
Dear editor, in the words of the late, great Philip C. Galanis.
Go ahead. Read that part so you get it.
Consider this. Mm-hmm. Singapore, a nation once riddled with poverty, land scarcity, and limited natural resources, has become one of the world's most prosperous, efficient, and corruption-resistant societies in just over half a century. Among the many ingredients in its recipes for success, one policy often stands out: how they pay their public leaders. In Singapore, cabinet ministers, senior civil servants, and statutory board leaders are compensated competitively with salaries benchmarked to the top earners in the private sector.
Up there.
Yeah.
Singapore punishes you when you make a mistake. You get that big salary and you make a mistake, they still cane you, lock you up for life. I'm not sure if they do executions, but I mean, they do it extreme. I'm not sure if the ambassador is saying that in order to ensure the checks and balances, we'll go to extreme too, but let's go to the college.
Right, can pluck in one element of a political culture out and applying it, and will that work? Or do you have to apply the entire political culture?
Yes, and did he consider that?
Yeah.
Let's go to the callers. Guardian Radio AM, we're trying to include you in. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, caller.
No? Producer, let's move to the next caller there, please.
Morning caller.
We see you, caller. We just can't. We're not getting through.
Okay, could you hear me?
I can hear you now.
I can hear you now.
Yes, ma'am. Kind of muffled. We want to hear you, though.
You can hear me?
Yeah, talk closer to the mic, but go ahead.
Okay, I was saying I just want to refer to the comment that Sebas would have made as it relates to the government getting an increase in salary. Am I correct so far?
Yes, $175,000 to $200,000 a year.
Okay. My point on that is, are the government working for me, an employer? Am I an employer or an employee? I'm an employee of the government, right?
Yes, ma'am.
I am.
Yes.
Right?
I agree.
I employ them. I hired them, right?
Yes.
Okay, then. So.
And even if you didn't hire them, they work for you still.
I think so, right? So, based on their performance, because when I work on a job based on my performance, that's how I get paid. Okay? And if you are not deserving of a raise, I don't think you should have one. And in this case, I don't think they deserve one.
All right.
My 5 cents, okay?
Okay, ma'am.
Thank you.
All right.
That's what they have, producer.
I'm glad you spent it with us before they tax it.
Yeah.
Good morning, caller.
This lag is not coming through at all. Caller, go ahead and try and be patient.
All right. If you're having difficulty with 323-6232, you can also call 325-4316. That's 325-4316. 325-4259. That's 325-4259. And 242-300-5720.
Yes.
Family Island toll-free number.
Let's finish reading that article and so we get the reasoning from the ambassador.
Okay, we go back to the article. In Singapore, cabinet ministers, senior civil servants, and statutory board leaders are compensated competitively with salaries marked to the top earners in the private sector. The logic is simple. To run the largest, most complex institution in the country, you need competent, experienced, and motivated leadership. And such leadership in the private sector commands a premium. Stick a pin there. So I watch Yes and Yes, Yes Minister and Yes Prime Minister repeatedly because that's what our parents watch over and over again. In that show, what I realized is like at that time in British culture, you couldn't just enter the civil service. You had to be a top performer to become a civil servant. You had to score highly on your exams. You had to be at the top of the class. Is the problem with governance more that we're not selecting the best candidates for the public service? And then when we do get them, we're not paying them sufficiently? What if the problem is that we're not paying the public servants appropriately?
Who do the job?
Who are doing the work. But this time we focused on the political leaders.
Yes.
Yeah.
We know that if you work in government, you tend to get paid less.
Yeah.
Yes. Let's go to this caller and we continue to read right here, right? Producer Bash, call it for true for me, please. Guide and Radio AM, go ahead.
Hey.
Hey.
Listen, good morning, y'all. I said, until they declare the politicians, I don't think we should give them no raise if that's what you're talking about. You got to check the history. So I ain't going to say who said, then you can say, well, I being rude or something. But it was a politician on the news before saying, from the PLP, saying that he believed if we give the politicians a raise, that'll stop them from breaking them. Like,
which one? Which one said it, Papa?
Well, check the history. Alleged. The one with the Prime Minister today, Prime Minister Davis, when he was the chairman of National Insurance, years ago then.
Okay.
The chairman of National Insurance.
Y'all don't forget nothing.
He said that'll discourage them from either thiefing or whatever. But, you know, for what Sabah say, right? I think we need to consider that, like, for whistleblowers in the government, that we could give them some incentive if they let us know, like, that, like agreements. I could give examples, but that might be wrong, right? 183 and Freeport over the roadways and all things what they didn't do the right way. When they do, when they let us know these things, we give them some incentive. That's what we need to be talking about, Sabas. Not give these guys who don't want to declare.
You can't be leaking government of a secret. You can't be leaking.
That's
government.
Not what you see leaking.
No, my point is, listen.
That's not what you leaking.
My point is that you see the police officers, Defense Force officers. Let's give them incentives so they wouldn't take bribes. So they wouldn't get swing from the cube. We wouldn't have that thing what you call entrapment. Let's pay them. We ain't paying them enough. Even sometimes if we pay them enough, they might still do something wrong, right? But they ain't getting treated right. So, Sabas, if you want to scare on like you care about somebody, let's care for these police officers, all these reserve and all these people, them. So when they see something wrong, they
are able to do what they ought to do.
When they're doing this wrong. And if they find some drugs or some money, we give them some incentive. I think they do that some parts of the world. The boss them always mix up. Keep up the good work.
Appreciate you, Papa. Let's go to the next caller there, producer. Go ahead, caller. Guiding Radio AM. Oh, they hang up. Call back. Okay, finish reading the article, Aaron.
Okay, here we go. Consider this. Let me start again. The logic is simple. To run the largest, most complex institution in the country, you need competent, experienced, and motivated leadership. And such leadership in the institution, such leadership in the private sector commands a premium. Consider this. The Singaporean model is credited with dramatically reducing corruption and inefficiency, attracting top talent from law, finance, engineering, and business into public service. Full stop. You remember the chair of the local organizing committee for Grifter?
Mm-hmm.
What did he say in the article? What was he quoted as saying? Garbage.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you're talking about? Like the professionals and then bringing them into public service?
Imagine paying them more for saying garbage.
That light flashing red. I thought that was... The ancestors talking to me just now, Mr. Nuri. Consider this. The Singaporean model is credited with dramatically reducing corruption and inefficiency, attracting top talent for finance, engineering, and business into public service. The salary of a minister in Singapore is reportedly over $800,000 per annum, with built-in performance-based bonuses tied to national outcomes like GDP growth and citizen satisfaction. I bet you those... MPs, those ministers don't park their car on the sidewalk.
Or in handicapped parking spaces.
Yeah, I bet you that for $800,000 a year.
Mm.
This isn't about overpaying. It's about aligning expectations with compensation. Well, I could be honest with you. The what they're getting right now, they are unable to deliver.
Mm-hmm. We still find them wanting.
Yes. I get back to the article, and by doing so, they've built a high-performance government that delivers. Now, let us turn inward and ask ourselves, does the compensation we offer for top leadership roles in the Bahamas reflect the level of responsibility and the expectations we place on them? Today, a Bahamian cabinet minister earns approximately $66,000 per year. You remember when the cabinet minister said, in response to media questions, for the first 6 months of the year, I mind my business, and for the next 6 months of the year, I stay out of other people's business?
Plus, our cabinet ministers, even when they want to resign, the prime minister can say they can ignore the resignation, even though the country is asking for them their resignation.
Yeah, absolutely.
It just doesn't make sense.
Today, a Bahamian cabinet minister earns approximately $66,000 per year. Consider the weight of that role, overseeing hundreds, sometimes thousands of employees, managing multi-million dollar budgets. Did you see the Ministry of Works TikTok page yesterday?
And are they really managing people? Because isn't the permanent secretary is the one who managing
the people?
The people and managing
the policy.
The policy and the money.
Yeah.
You see, I hear the reason they're trying to put forward, but it's not, just not the same. Let's go to the caller.
Hold on, setting national... Okay, let's go to the caller. There. Sorry, caller.
Go ahead, caller. Guiding Radio AM. Call girl once. Call girl twice. No? Press a button, Aaron. Let's see.
All right. If you're having difficulty with 323-6232, remember you can also call 325-4316, 325-4259, 242-300-5720, toll-free for Family Island listeners.
Go ahead.
Managing multi-million dollar budgets. No, financial secretary does that. Setting national policy. The prime minister does that.
Mm-hmm.
And being held publicly accountable for everything from crime to education outcomes.
Do we hold them publicly accountable? We ask for people to resign all the
when
time.
When I do it, I'm called a Debbie Downer.
Yes, you do complain a lot.
I'm just a complainer.
Yeah. So we don't necessarily hold them accountable.
We don't.
Nothing happens. No one gets fired. No one gets in trouble. So
yeah,
that not really.
I mean, we had a whole swearing-in ceremony in the midst of a church service, eh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let's go to the phone line.
Go ahead, Carly. Can you hear us?
Good morning.
Good morning,
sir.
You all said that Sabah asked for an increase in payment. I mean...
No, he suggested. He suggested.
He suggested that maybe a part of our problem is that we're not paying our political leaders enough money.
Well, to get rid of them is to fire them. That's what you just don't vote them in. You vote somebody else in, because if they come in with the intention of thiefing, no matter what you pay them, they can thief in. Because if you look at what they say, the head, rot from the head.
We tried voting some of them out, and then they appeared in other positions. She's like right in front of our face, Pintard said to us, "Yeah, we know you all voted Minnis out, and but part of the reason why we ain't working with him is because you all voted him out. But trust me, I can put him in a different position in the party." What if the people were like, we don't want to see him at all?
And we've seen that in other parties. We voted them out, and they came back as ambassadors. They came back as public consultants to the prime minister. They don't go. They come back.
They don't die. They multiply.
And all of them, when they run to be members of parliament, is if they don't have any bona fides, which means if they don't have no honesty and sincerity of intent, they will come there with the intention of thiefing anyway. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And we should ask him how he feel about the national lottery. That's all I have to say today.
You think he willing to take on the national lottery, Lucy? This Texas says the pay of $174,000 at the moment, a country of about 400,000 people, we cannot afford that. Period. We cannot support that, and we cannot compare ourselves to other countries who have many ways of making money.
All right, more texts?
Good morning. How could politicians want a bigger salary when they do not do their jobs at all? At least do some work for the salary they already get. Not give them more, like the caller said. Give them more, they will thief more. Parable of the talents. Make them prove by their works that they deserve the pay. But ministers work. Now, MPs might be different. For the most part, ministers...
You seen the Ministry of Works TikTok page?
What are you doing? They're still dancing? I remember they were dancing, compete with Zenness.
I don't know. The young lady was telling the minister she's going to take his ice. I don't know. I don't know what they'd be. You know what I do know?
What do you mean take his ice?
There's not enough line. They need to repaint the lines in the road, because some of these good Christian Bahamians say, there's no line in the road. You know there's a line in the middle of the road, whether you could see it or not. Right? There's signs down. Although I want to say the sign down at... Mackey and Shirley intersection was reinstalled rather quickly.
Let's go to this next caller.
But nobody seems to be clearing debris from motor accidents out of the road.
Yeah. Go ahead, caller. Guiding Radio AM. Can you hear us?
Yeah. Morning, guys.
Good morning.
Listen, I think I didn't read the last statement, but I believe, I share the same view. In order for us to attract better politicians, we need to pay better salaries. That's the problem we have.
Like, How much salary should we pay? And based on what?
Runs a law firm, an accounting firm, and he leaves that to go into frontline politics. He becomes a cabinet minister. He reduces from $200,000+ a year to $66,000 a year. Would you be breeding corruption when we do that?
No.
Be corrupt.
No. Think about this. Hold on, sir.
Sir.
Producer, hit the mute button. Kermit, hit the mute button, please.
No, hit no mute button.
Well, then pause when I ask you to pause, sir. It's only one or two options. Either you can pause when I ask you to pause, or you can let me ask the producer to hit the mute button. Because what comes after that is hitting the drop button. There's only several options available.
Go ahead, Eric. What do you say?
I just wanted to interrogate what you're talking about. Come on, man.
You missed the opportunity.
I was trying to do it. Mm. Hold on. Here's the thing. We're paying you all based on performance. Here's the point I wanted to make. For the person who says, I can't take that job because it's too little money, right? If the consideration isn't, I have an aging dependent who I'm totally in charge of, or medical crisis, somebody with cancer, maybe a long-term affliction, maybe muscular degenerative disease, something of that nature. Outside of that, when you say, I can't take the job of governing because it doesn't pay enough money. You've already finished your interview. Mm-hmm. That's good. Thank you. You're not the candidate that we want. When people start saying that, that's a clear indicator that that's not somebody that's suitable for the job.
You think it's the job, being an MP, a minister, is a job of service, not to make profit?
Exactly. That's exactly what it is. You can never be commensurately compensated. You could never be compensated sufficiently for your contribution to governance. You don't go into it for the money at all.
So all those permanent secretaries who believe they're getting paid too small, the space too small, they're giving a service, doing a service to the company, to the country?
Let's make a distinction between a permanent secretary and a cabinet minister. Hmm. Do not conflate the two. They're two entirely different roles, two entirely different positions. Should civil servants be paid based on performance? Yes, they should. When we can make a clear distinction for what civil servants are responsible for and what politicians are responsible for. But there's been far too much interference in that space to do that right now. But a PS and a politician are not the same creature.
So who manages the staff and who manages the finances?
The PS.
Not the minister?
No, the minister doesn't manage. The PS manages the ministry. The cabinet minister brings policy from cabinet and says to the PS,
implement this.
This is the policy I want to implement. The PS reviews the policy, sits with the financial secretary or whoever initially their financial officer is in the ministry, whoever the legal representative is. Mm-hmm. If there's not one in the ministry, then you take it up to the AG's office. And the PS makes a determination of how the policy could be enacted.
So that's perhaps the problem. We don't know what a minister does, or we conflating it with a permanent secretary. Let's go to the caller here. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM, producer Pastor Caller. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, good morning, Mr. Newry. Good morning, Ms. Green.
Good morning.
Yes, sir.
Ms. Green, thank you for mentioning the fact that nobody cleans up the dead dogs or whatever up the road, debris, whatever. All of these are ordinances that this taxpayers' money should be used for, but the fact that people are more interested in inflating their incomes. To my dear cousin, who just called, Mr. Pinder, right? I don't want to shout who my pa is, but we're not breeding corruption. We are feeding corruption with our passivity. That's exactly what we're doing. And so as you look at it, I'm not looking for any agreement here. So, you know, we are wallowing and wallowing, and nothing is going to happen because we love feeding contemptuous statements from the status quo to the masses, right? And then we exalt them. So we will pay, even in this narrative about majority rule. I'm not hearing anybody talk about surrounded folks and putting him on the pedestal for the time being. As they made a joke out of him. And so, like Obi said, we don't know our history. It's the same thing about corruption. As we talk about corruption, can you tell me, different from the freedom of the information, which everybody's vexed about, and I want to say to Mara Obi, keep up the good fight. But the thing is, what has been done to impede corruption as far as implementation and the mechanisms to impede corruption? Could you give me that's from the police force to the prison. They say they want to implement cameras for the prison officers, but I find that to be asinine because all they have to do is put cameras in the hallway. The prison officers don't need to carry cameras individually. They could just, it's the cameras, from I was there, cameras were there, but they were not functioning. So you need to put cameras in the hallway that will document who's leaving and who's going. So I mean, this is imbecilic. The police officers need camera. They're on the outside. You want to do on the inside. Give thanks.
Thank you.
I have a text here, but I think we're conflating the meaning of the responsibility of a minister and the responsibility of a member of parliament, but I'll read it anyway. So, good morning. Maybe what should be done, if any increase, only a small one, at the end of their service, give them an appraisal based on the performance in their constituency. If, and it that is if, deserving of it, give the increase Sebastian is talking about. I think Mr. Bastian is talking about ministers.
Mm-hmm.
And not necessarily MPs. So it's based on their ministerial performance. I think our ministers make $65,000 to $75,000, something like that.
What if the problem has been created by the political culture itself? You have 39 MPs. First of all, is that too much? Maybe it's not, maybe it is. 39 MPs. What percentage of that 39 are also cabinet ministers?
Almost all now.
Right. So how much energy does a cabinet minister have then to put back into his constituency? But here's the thing. That's not my problem. Mm-hmm. That's your problem. You made all of them ministers. You gave all of them extra jobs, mm-hmm. right? They're worn out, not because of us, but because of the way that you have organized your administration and governance. Then you will pay them more money on top of that?
Producer, prep this call now. This texter also said we need a recall system for members of parliament. Plus, we need to set election dates for our elections. Is the recall system for the MPs or the recall system for the minister? What if the minister's not doing well as a minister, but is fairly decent as an MP?
Be for both.
We can't afford too many by-elections. Let's go to the caller there. Go ahead, Guardian Radio.
Politicians will moderate themselves appropriately.
Good afternoon, AM.
Good afternoon.
Hey, look here. Yes, everybody needs to possibly be, you know, enjoying a better way of living in this country, right? But what I believe our leaders, right, especially our financially stable leaders, right, what their focus should be on, right, is trying to see if they can uplift the Bahamian people from who are down on the ground, right? Let's make the society better for Bahamians, right, when it comes to paying them better, right? So, and then once that happened, then it would be a joy. It wouldn't even be noticeable to see our politicians, them salary increase. Why? Because Bahamians, them will be enjoying the likewise benefit. Mightn't be as much as what is being suggested, hey, but at least it would be unenjoyable for the Bahamian citizens, man. That's what we need to really start to focus on and stop allowing people to just keep pushing us in this position of cronyism and elitist way of thinking, in my view, because if the Bahamian people make more money, they have more money to spend, right? So, and politicians are only there for 5 years, but you born a Bahamian and you would die a Bahamian in most instances. Shouldn't that be a priority, right? So let's look at it from that angle, please. And then the final point, let's also implement
National lottery.
But then we serious as a country, right? And then we know when this money that people are betting and losing every day, right? Then we could possibly see some trickle down effect from it, or one mother from Bainton or Angleston could possibly win enough money to change their lives. Why don't let's look at it from that point of view? You guys have a nice day.
I see a number of people asking for this national lottery.
Yeah, because now, as they become more and more exposed to how national lotteries operate in other jurisdictions, they begin to see the benefit of it.
How much money is being pumped out the Bahamian economy from mothers and children? Let's go to the call again. Go ahead, Guardian Radio AM, can you hear me?
Yeah, all the surplus they get and they still want raise. I should give to them, Mr. Parliament, $1 extra. Let's give to the cabinet minister 50 cents. Should have been able to tax them and take water out of their money like how they do us with our medicine and our bread basket item as a woman hygiene product. It was for 0%. They did care to 10%, now bring it to 5%. Like somebody's supposed to be happy for that. We thank God for everything, but they need to stop their foolishness, man. They don't care about us.
Thank you very much, Bill Popper. Says, good day. The political climate in the Bahamas has been contaminated by persons of greed and entitlement for a lifetime. The Bahamas is rich with resources, but these persons want all the wealth. Check what all they own and sponge off. Luxury 100% for those few political persons, friends, families, and lovers, from the mayor of Grand Bahama. This another one says, we need a lottery. I think the ambassador is correct in his take on the salaries of ministers and public officials. And I have a problem with you all letting people call your show referring to the ambassador, His Excellency Sir Sebas Bastian, by his first name, Sebas.
Now, text, I appreciate your sentiment at the bottom of the text. I really appreciate it, right? Because the respect that we have for the office, right? It's a respect for the office, not despite or regardless of your feelings about the person who holds the office, right? Let me just say that.
I think that the Bahamian people appreciate the office. This is why they entertain in the conversation. if he did not, if we did, if they did not respect the officers as in general, the response would have been not as kind as it is now.
All right.
So I think that Bahamian people, despite they using the familiarity because of his business, right, because of the Big Bang, he's called familiar. He's familiarized by them. He did that.
Did anything exist before the Big Bang?
The illegal numbering. You think that's what caused the familiarization?
It's actually a science joke, but I appreciate the answer that you gave.
Oh, I see it.
Yeah.
Of course, God existed before the Big Bang.
And I think that in this instance, I would be concerned if His Excellency didn't see the landscape, if he did not have sufficient spatial awareness to understand how people see him.
Familiar, that he's one of their friends, that they can go there and get a loan, they can go there and get a bag of grocery, they can call him by his first name, they can dap him on the streets, they're just familiar. I'm not sure if our Bahamians, when they see the Prime Minister at his birthday party coming up on Labor Day, if they will shout out, Mr. Davis, or they'll shout out, Brave, see me here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if that's part of our culture or part of what they have trenched to get us used to the familiarity.
Or if the political class understands you can't have it both ways. Hmm. You could have plenty of things, like unfettered unaccountability, but you can't have it both ways. You want to continue reading from the article?
Yeah, finish reading from the article.
Here we go. We continue reading from this letter to the editor. Consider this, is it time we rethink what we pay our leaders? Written by His Excellency Sebastian Bastian. We continue, for perspective, the head of a medium-sized private company with far fewer variables likely earns 2 to 3 times that salary. Again, he's referring to a cabinet minister's approximate $66,000 a year salary. This is not to discredit or diminish those who have served or are serving in those positions. Quite the opposite. We have had and currently have ministers who are deeply committed and have done extraordinary work in the face of immense challenges. But the question must be asked, are we making it easier or harder to attract high-caliber talent to public service when the financial sacrifice is so great? If we agree that the government is the largest and most important business in the country, see, it's not a business. I think that's what happened, Mr. Newry. Government is not a business. In the country, why would we structure it in a way that discourages the best business minds from entering it? Private sector leaders understand that in order to recruit and retain talent, you must pay people what their skill sets, performance, and responsibility warrant. Yet when it comes to governance, we abandon this logic. Well, governance has abandoned a lot of things, particularly adherence to the Constitution and the rule of law.
But no, I appreciate the debate, though. And I, of recent, Mr. Sebastian Bastian has brought a number of issues to the fore and has sparked a number of public debate.
Mm-hmm.
And this is good. This is good. Clearly, he's not afraid of challenging the status quo.
Challenging the political class?
Yes. Yeah, so we'll see. I believe in a national lottery. We need to take it for some number of people and give it back to the people. That'll cause some chaos, eh? But it is what it is. Anyway, thank you very much, Aaron Green. Tomorrow's another day. We'll continue these conversations. Mm-hmm. Right? This has been Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. Have a wonderful day.
Girl, Junior just showed me Bala Boy on his phone.
What you mean? He take picture of that good-for-nothing boy?
Shh, you don't want Bala hair. You say that. You know she always say that's my good child.
So what he doing in Junior phone?
Oh, he there because the police looking for him. He on that wanted list.
Wanted persons in your phone now?
Yes, child. And when police want find anybody quick, after something happened, they can send picture direct to your phone. Go to Google Play or App Store and search for Crack Crime Bahamas, then pick install and it will go straight to your phone.
There is also a section on missing persons.
Yes, girl. Everybody needs to get this app so police can tell us right away when these people go missing. Just like like an alert system.
Yes, it has numbers for Crime Stoppers Bahamas, so you can call and nobody knows you. Call directly to Miami and give the information without giving your name or anything about you. I tried it the other day, and when I hear Junior and his boys talking about where they hide those guns, I walk quick round the corner and call that number.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Guardian Media Group and Going Places Travel want to take you and three others on a seven-day cruise to Panama, Colombia, Curacao, and Aruba on Royal Caribbean Serenade of the Seas. And here's the best part, no visa required. That's right, no visa required. You have four ways to enter, four ways to win. One, fill out the form in the Nassau Guardian. Two, listen to Star 106.5 and Guardian Radio 96.9. Three, follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Four, or make a purchase at Going Places Travel. Entry deadline is June 27, 2025. So pack your bags, get ready to send breeze. You and three loved ones sailing the high seas on a vacation cruise of a lifetime. Drawing is on July 4, 2025. Brought to you by the Nassau Guardian Media Group and Going Places Travel. Certain conditions apply. Airfare, taxes, and gratuities not included.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.